Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. A man arrested for his revenge on a French fry stealing seagull. I just want to say up front, he cut the seagull's head off.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right.
But he's from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
So the seagull probably should have known.
That's how things get done.
Don't mess with people's French fries.
Exactly. Don't touch the fries.
In New Jersey.
Yep, exactly. Those Jersey fries.
A New Jersey man facing animal cruelty charges after allegedly beheading a seagull that was stealing his daughter's French fries.
Well, you know, it has no head. It can't eat the fries.
The North Wildwood Police Department this week announced charges against 29-year-old Franklin Ziegler.
Oh.
Of Cape May.
Oh. Now, May, he did.
Police said officers responded to animal cruelty incident. He's initially arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest because he was irate and uncooperative with officers on an unrelated investigation.
Oh.
How did he catch it?
Must have really fast reflexes. Or was, you know, so busy, so involved trying to eat those French fries that he was able to grab it. Because that takes a while. That, like, they're greedy, so trying to get as many French fries in their mouths as possible.
It's kind of like me.
They do that.
I do the same thing with French fries.
They're shaking their head to get more fries in there. Like,
it's never one.
Exactly.
It's like 80.
See? Yeah, if it took one French fry, they'll be alive today. But no, greedy bastard.
Maybe the seagull was choking on the French fries.
Right.
And he was trying to help it.
The Heimlich, yes. It says here, remove head, food, look down the pipe, clear the obstruction, and then throw the head away.
I heard about guys saving a raccoon. Maybe they'll save me.
Right.
Wow. According to... I don't mean to laugh at this. This is horrible.
It's just so insane.
It's insane.
Bizarro world. Yeah.
I look over at Ruth. She's just full of disgust right now.
I see like there's like ice in the glass, like frost. Like you.
Sometimes you just have to see these stories as if they're cartoons.
Right. It was a cartoon seagull.
Yeah.
Right. It was one from Little Mermaid.
Trust me, there's like 80 that are right behind it.
Yes.
It'll be fine.
Oh, they keep banging them out.
According to the probable cause statement for his arrest, Ziegler ripped the seagull's head off with his hands.
Oh, Lord.
What an insane person.
Good heavens, man.
After it tried stealing French fries from his daughter.
Maybe just buy her some new fries. What? I don't know. Yeah, maybe the seagull's helping you out. Your kid's not going to be a fat little kid now.
It keeps getting worse.
Oh, what happened now?
Witnesses reported that Ziegler asked Maury's Pier staff for a trash bag while holding the decapitated bird.
Well, he just wanted to clean up after himself. I think it's very notable.
Well, he didn't get a ticket for littering.
No, he did not. No, right. No one had to bust the table.
Ziegler was issued a summons and released pending a future court date.
Oh. What's his punch? You wear a French fry suit and walk on the beach?
That would be funny. They are brutal, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's awful.
Oh, yeah. Nick Avones, man. They come flying down.
Chaz, just this past weekend, I saw this reel. This woman is filming herself. She's like, you know, doing like a food review. And she's like, oh, you know, I don't know if it was in New Jersey or whatever. But she's holding food and she's so excited. She's talking about it. She goes to take a bite. And you see they go into slow-mo and like her eyes are closed. And she's getting closer and closer to the sandwich. The bird swoops into frame, pecks underneath her eyelid.
Oh.
It misses the sandwich and gets in between her lower eyelid and her eyeball.
Oh.
You see her eye bulging out of her head. It never came out.
That's some good camera work.
It never came out. And thankfully, because of where it pecked her under the eyelid, the eye was undamaged. But, like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah, those things, man. When they just see the red package.
Yeah.
Because I had one on my dashboard. I kind of put my fries on my dashboard to eat my burger. So you just kind of reach forward to get everything. And one actually stood on the hood of my car. It was going...
trying to hit the glass.
Hitting the windshield. Come on, can't get this friggin' French fries going. I'm watching going, you are so stupid.
What did they do before fast food restaurants were invented?
I guess there's garbage dumps, things like that, you know? I mean, there's trash cans.
They follow fishing boats, too.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah.
So it's just fish, really. So these are the lazy... These are the lazy ones.
Right.
Like, I don't want to go fishing.
These ones don't have a day job.
Just hang out here.
No day job.
They'll eat anything.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
They're kind of like the people at the end of exit ramps with cardboard signs.
Yes. We'll peck for food. Yes.
I'm sorry, but I see those people, and, you know, I feel bad for them if they're, you could tell they're struggling.
Yeah.
90% of them, I'm like, You showered today.
Yeah.
Your clothes are clean.
When they're talking on a friggin' iPhone.
Right.
That's one
Go
guy.
Go get a job.
Milford, brand new iPhone. Like, really?
Okay. Like, Siegel.
Yeah.
You're capable.
Exactly.
If you could swoop down and get this French fry, you could also do that with a fish.
Yeah, with mine.
Get to work.
After the fifth time, I bashed its beak on my windshield. I grabbed 3 or 4 fries and I threw them, like, here.
This is why they tell people not to feed the animals,
Eagle
though. Because they get used to people giving them food, so then they get very bold.
That's right.
Yep.
Just stop feeding them.
Yeah, we kind of played into this.
We do.
Yep.
A little bit.
We should send you as a stunter stupid to a beach with like a French fry suit.
You're going to have to wear goggles, AJ. This video messed me up, this woman's eyeball.
I want a face mask.
Get a hockey goalie's mask.
Iron Man suit.
How someone saved your life.
Oh,
ooh.
Nice.
All right, nothing stupid like love.
Right. Yeah, no, yeah. Like,
I was lost.
I found my soulmate. I was lost. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was lost, but then I was found.
Yeah.
All right, how someone saved your life.
Right.
203-882-9757. Before we get there, let's check in with Wayne on Long Island. Hey, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you. My wife and I, we always go to Ponquag Beach in Hampton Bays.
Uh-huh.
And the seagulls there, they attack everybody's food. It's crazy. It's amazing. They literally...
You have to eat in your car, right? Yep.
Sounds like they're getting at your phone right now.
Right. Taking the phone out. Don't tell them anything! You hear... Next. Wow.
Wayne, the connection's a little sketchy.
Yeah, eating at a beach is really, really hazardous. Put it that way. Very hazardous.
Oh, my God. One time, I'm sitting there, and these two young girls leave their food to go get napkins, and 3 seagulls come and attack their food. I get up, and I chase them away.
Nice.
I got them, and they were like, oh, my God.
Right.
And when they were finally leaving, the parents were... They're like, oh, thank you so much for saving our daughter's food.
Right.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for saving the mozzarella sticks.
Did they? Did the seagulls touch the food at all?
Oh, they got some of it.
Oh.
See, I have to let it go.
Yeah, no. They eat out of garbage cans and whatnot.
I have to let it go.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, no, you can have the rest of it. Yeah, I'm good.
It's amazing how many times we see the seagulls. They just go after the food like crazy. And they just... And sometimes they just sit right in front of you and they're screaming at you because you're not feeding
them. Feed me! Feed me! My cat does the same thing. Feed me! I saw one time one took a salami sandwich out of someone's hands. That seagull had the worst breath ever, I'm pretty sure. Genoa salami said, hee! Like, wow!
Oh, I hope that thing didn't land a duty on a car. That's... You can't wash that off.
You smell garlic?
Oh, my God.
You smell garlic? All
right, Wayne. Thank you, brother.
To you guys forever.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Dad.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. An hour from now, Jimmy Koplik on the show. Going to be talking about, Sammy Hagar, anything else that's coming. And then we'll get some behind-the-scenes stories from Jimmy.
Cool.
Frank in Milford.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to murder you.
I'm going to save your life right now. What do you got?
AJ just saved your life.
Yeah. I was a real bad alcoholic and drug addict. And, you know, I got to the point where it was going to be me or death.
Right.
And a real good friend of mine turned me on to some really positive things. And I've been sober for 33 years.
Nice.
Holy crap.
Let's drink to that. Just kidding.
No, that's not
awesome.
Easy.
Yeah. That's great, man. Congratulations.
What things did they turn you on to?
Definitely we'd be taking a dirt nap if it wasn't for him.
A long time ago. What did he turn you on to?
Pardon me?
All right, Frank, thank you.
That's
you're
a
in
great
the
story, man. Thank you so
great.
Much.
Have a hearing problem? Or
what?
Do a lot. You ever get 2 minutes into a phone subject and think that you picked the wrong phone subject?
No.
I'm looking for the ejection button. Goodbye, Mr. Boss.
I'm breaking a sweat over here.
Oh, I hear it.
Well, you know, I didn't picture, you know, I was on drugs and...
Yeah, no life-altering stuff or I was lost and then you found me.
I was found.
More like I was
Jesus
falling
carried
a,
me down the beach
I
and
was falling
I
off
was
building.
Wondering why there weren't footsteps and there was
right.
only two and
right,
apparently
right.
he was carrying me and...
Like the picture, yes.
No, I was looking for more like, I was choking on a potato.
Right. A seagull was crammed down my throat. My friend pulled it up by its feet.
Right, I had a heart attack.
I was falling off a building.
Me, you know,
grabbed my belt.
Right.
Yeah. Action stuff.
Right. Action.
Action stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I cut my arm off and someone came over and
they bought ice and they
gave me their belt. And...
Right. That sort of thing.
Joe and Trumbull.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You.
Good, good. So, you know, it's a unique story, but got divorced and I got full custody of all four of my daughters. And my youngest was 2 and my oldest was 10. And I have to tell you, if it wasn't for my kids, it's an amazing experience. But it was a challenging moment. But raising all four of these girls really changed my life and really saved my life. And I just absolutely love each and every one of them, patient every day. So it was a blessing. And I just wanted to share that. But being a single dad and raising these girls, all four of them turned out to be absolutely amazing. Strong, independent young women.
That's so, good.
That's nice, man. That's
you
great.
Did a great job.
You did. Yeah.
It's not easy.
It's all about you. Definitely. You did it.
You got it, guys. Have a great morning.
You're in the running for the strut stick.
Right, I'm looking for an injection button right here.
You know, it'd be interesting if he wins the pair of tickets.
Right.
He'd have to pick one of the daughters.
Right, and they'll fight to death.
Nick in Waterbury.
Yeah, so I've been a police officer for about 14 years.
Oh,
and,
well, we love you.
Thank you, sir.
So me and my partner one time were going to a call, and a lot of times we deal with people that are on drugs or in altered mental states. And this guy decided that he wanted to not go to jail.
Okay.
So we begin trying to get him in handcuffs. We're struggling with him, and we're on a bed in this room, and there's stuff all over the room. We can't really see what's around us. And I didn't see it, but my partner saw it. He reaches over the other side of the bed and comes back up with a hammer in his hand.
Oh.
And he's about to swing it at me. And my partner, who does not have any kind of martial arts training, but the best way I could describe it was he does some type of judo kick. And he kicks the hammer right out of the guy's hand, and it lands right up against the wall.
Wow.
Damn.
What-ha! Nice. Hammer time. Do-do-do-do-do.
So, he saved my life.
He saved your life.
Yes, he did.
Hitting me in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he going to hit you with the hammer side or the claw side?
Oh.
That I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
either way, not
regular,
good.
It happened
it
so
regular,
fast. Yeah.
Yeah, either way, not good.
Yeah, it's about 10 years ago, but it was a regular type of a hammer that you use in the house, and he picked it right up and he was going to swing it, and he just... My partner, Ian, just kicked it right out of the guy's hand.
Nice.
Oh, man.
So I'm guessing Ian got free lunch that day.
That's right.
Yeah, he made me buy him a coffee. I'm sure he did.
Is Ian still on the force?
He is. I think he's listening right now.
Oh.
Ian.
Nice job, Ian.
Man.
Nice. Hammer kick.
Nice job.
Hammer kick.
How'd that hamstring feel later?
Imagine that. You don't know. Damn it. Try yours.
Or your pants split.
Right, right.
I would have pulled that for 3 days. Hey, man, I can't really walk. Would you mind grabbing me a sandwich? Thanks.
I saved your life. Okay, you're right.
Yep. Hey, Nick, Ian, thank you for what you do.
I'm sure he did.
Yes, thank you, man.
And you're in the running for these Struts stripped down tickets.
Right.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys. We all listen to you guys every day. A lot of cops do. You guys are great.
Thank you so much, man.
We appreciate you guys having our backs.
Much love.
Suzanne in Meriden.
Hello.
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 We're doing How Someone Saved Your Life, 203-882-9757.
Hi.
Hi. Still riding a horse. What?
Several years ago, I had had a bacon-wrapped scallop.
Oh, nice. Love
and
those.
And started to choke on the thing. And if you've ever been in that situation, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, your eyes bulge out.
You can't breathe at all.
Yep.
I couldn't talk and couldn't let anybody know what was going on.
Right.
But my son picked up on, you know, my movements and came over and gave me the Heimlich maneuver. And, you know.
Yeah.
Saved my life.
Did you re-eat the scallop afterwards? I wouldn't let a bacon scallop get away, but like, I'm going to cut this now and re-eat this. It's been in my mouth. I know where it's been.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless it landed in a dog's mouth. Forget about it, yeah.
That is really a frightening feeling.
Bacon-wrapped scallops,
air just shuts off.
Yeah, like, but
what are you going to do now?
Yeah, but if you weren't successful, same people are like, oh, bacon-wrapped scallops, love those. Yeah. Cool.
So true.
Nice, yes.
Lots of times, 36 times, for every two.
Yep, use your teeth. Don't you look a seagull?
Thank you for everything you do, guys.
All right,
thank you,
Suzanne. Thank you. No. Glad you are alive.
Oh, I could go for some bacon wrapped scallops. Right now.
They're so good.
Oh my God, yes.
It's funny because it's a healthy thing, and then we're like, you know, this needs something.
Bacon.
Let's put some fat around it.
I need some nitrates.
Right.
Yep.
That's how we'll get people to eat it.
Yep.
Wrap it in bacon.
It does help.
Bacon makes bacon makes life better.
We had a radio station dinner once in New Haven at one of those restaurants that were there forever and closed. But
right,
we had so many bacon wrapped in shrimp wrapped in bacon.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry, scallops.
Right.
We ran the kitchen dry.
Really? That's why they're out of business now.
Jay on the road.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Thanks.
So, my wife saved my life twice.
Really?
Is this one of those Hallmark cards?
No, not really.
Okay.
We had a house fire about 16, 17 years ago over in Seymour.
Wow.
And she woke up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and realized that there was smoke in the house. She woke me up, and she ran upstairs to tell the neighbors that the house is on fire.
Oh.
Right before the whole place was pretty much engulfed.
Her life-saving bladder did it. Excellent.
Oh, that's great.
Then she put the fire out.
Well, no, two fire alarm companies for that.
Gotcha.
But
had to pee.
The second time was a few years back. I didn't realize I had congestive heart failure, and we were out for dinner with the family, and I wound up passing out, and we walked outside, and she dragged me to the hospital and told me to get in there after I told her no.
Wow.
And then the doctor told me that if I had gone home like I wanted to, I would have aspirated on all the fluid in my lungs.
Wow.
Oh,
so if it wasn't for her, I'd be dead.
So I'm guessing you owe her now, like a lot of things. I cut the lawn.
Well, if you get these tickets.
I love her with all my heart.
Right, buy some bacon wrapped
scallops. How long have you been married?
What?
Actually, it's going to be 20 years this year.
20 years.
Oh, wow.
So two times in 20 years, man. And then you kind of owe her.
Yep. Two times. I'm lucky.
Yeah, you should run to a jewelry store right now and get
well,
her some nice.
If you win these tickets,
right.
You
know, right.
You bring her.
Right, or let her go with somebody else. You're accident prone, you bastard. Well,
yeah, we don't want to be saving your ass at this thing.
All right. I'm definitely going to take her.
I hear you.
Jay.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
20 years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good track record so far.
How do I pronounce your name? You know who this is.
AJ.
Elisa.
Oh, hello.
Elisa in Wallingford.
Yes.
Hi. I almost died in the Farmington River.
Wow.
So I was going down with my girlfriends and a few drinks, you know, I'm going down a rapid. And, of course, my tube pops.
Oops.
So I fall into the water. I'm a great swimmer. Couldn't swim that day.
Because you were hammered.
I had a panic attack right away, and my girlfriend got off her tube and literally saved my life. I couldn't swim at all, and I'm a great swimmer.
Yeah.
My head almost hit the rocks. It was a little crazy moment,
right.
But I'm happy to be alive. I haven't been down the river since.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, no,
I
that's
would.
Good.
Yeah, one and done. I'm good. I'm good. I experienced it. I almost died. I'm good.
Was that your first time going down the river?
No. Oh. Nope. I've been down plenty of times, but it's one of the summers that we had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
And, you know, drinking and swimming.
Not good.
And, like, a panic attack. No, I'll never do that again. I'll tell you, that scared me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you never see lifeguards with a cocktail.
There's no lifeguards there, so it's like you're literally on your own.
You're on your own.
Lot of sweat if you're going down there, and I wouldn't be intoxicated next time.
Yep. And you're still friends with her?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
She knows. She brings it up all the time. Remember when I saved your life? Remember when I saved your life?
It's always right when the check shows up, right? Remember when I saved your life?
Oh, yeah.
I got that one, yeah.
Well, if you get these tickets to see the Struts stripped down, maybe you bring her.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Awesome. All right.
No drinking, though. No drinking.
Well, it's okay. Tonight, performing in a river.
We don't have we don't have any rapids in Little Pub.
Yeah, there's no water.
So you'll be okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay. So then I can have a drink, and then I'll be okay.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Be careful near that liquid.
Right.
Oh, of course.
All right. Thank you. Sure. Max in New Haven, how did someone save your life?
I was homeless in Colorado, camping underneath a bridge. And a guy came, like, with a bunch of money and took a bunch of, or not a bunch, there was three of us, and put us all into a hotel. And a week later, someone was stabbed underneath that bridge 60-something times. And it was the wrong person, I guess. It was, or I don't know what, but, like, a guy was looking for someone underneath that bridge, and he got stabbed 60-something times, and it wasn't me.
Wow. It would have been you when, you know, a pincushion.
Do you think it would have been you?
Yeah.
Mistaken identity? Yeah.
I don't know what. Just a shirtless white guy like me.
Yep, that wouldn't have been good.
Well, sounds like you're doing better now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm up good now. Yeah, excellent. From that hotel trip led to me getting a job, or I was in a hotel for a week and got fresh and got a job and then eventually got, like, an apartment and stuff. So, yeah.
Nice.
Can I tell you, it's very tough being poor and looking around and seeing people not poor.
Yeah.
And you're crazy. Hungry and, like, you're suffering and you're just like, oh, look at a person in a fancy car driving by. Yeah. It's nice and warm right now.
Exactly.
It's not easy.
But you turn yourself around, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, good for you, brother. Yay. Appreciate it. This is a wild story. A woman armed with a knife allegedly chases a man at a Connecticut Walmart parking lot.
Huh.
Gets restrained by witnesses. Sergeant Luke Davis with the Connecticut State Police on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What happened?
Well, this is definitely a wild one. So this whole thing started actually from a shoplifting incident at the Putnam Walmart.
Oh.
So a male who is still yet to be identified rushes out of the store with a grocery cart overfilled with items. Employees in the store are yelling, he's shoplifting. One guy takes it upon himself to chase this person through the parking lot towards the roadway. There's actually a Citgo gas station right on Route 44 next to the Walmart. And while he's doing that, another bystander hears what's going on. He's nearby his vehicle, so he jumps in and decides to intervene as well.
So that's witness number two. So there's witness, there's Good Samaritan 1 and Good Samaritan 2 now.
Chase Man, Chase 2, yes.
Chase Man 1, Chase Man 2, that is correct.
Right.
So now you have Chase Man number 2 gets in his own vehicle and drives over and locates a old Chevy Tahoe. So the male who comes rushing out of the Walmart with a shopping cart full of items is hastily throwing them into the Tahoe.
Right.
And
gotta
there's
go.
A female sitting there helping him.
Right.
So witness number two, he parks his van in such a manner to try and prevent them from leaving until we're able to get out there on scene. So he does that, and then, this vehicle is still running. So he decides to take it upon himself to go and shut the vehicle off to further prevent them from fleeing the scene.
The Tahoe. So he blocks in the Tahoe, gets out, walks over to the driver's side, reaches in, grabs the key.
It saved gas, too, yes.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's just an environmental move more
exactly.
than anything.
Yeah, you can't idle for too long over here.
That is correct.
Right.
So he shuts the car off. Now, the female who is assisting the male in loading up this Tahoe sees this going on. So from his own account, from the witness's account, she jumps through the passenger compartment and through the driver's side window, wielding a knife at him.
Oh, was it a knife that was stolen from Walmart?
That I'm not too sure of. I think she was in possession of the knife ahead of time.
That's mile seven.
Okay. So now he's trying to get away from this person who is chasing him with a knife. So she's trying to get the keys back to the vehicle so they can flee.
Right.
And he runs around the gas station.
This is unbelievable. Breaks out a frying pan. Ha! No, sorry.
You have number three comes in, seeing that this woman is chasing this gentleman with a knife, and he decides to intervene. So during this chaos, now the female running around with the knife,
nice girl,
gets into witness number two's vehicle, and she's not trying necessarily to flee with his vehicle, now using that vehicle as a weapon, attempting to hit people in the parking lot and other vehicles. So now you have witness two and witness three trying to intervene. So you have witness two trying to get his own vehicle
back. Wait, knife girl is in the got in the car, or a witness got in the, another Good Samaritan got in the car?
So knife girl is now in possession of the vehicle.
Knife girl. Knife girl commandeered his van.
All right.
Right.
She commandeered the van. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So now you have the van owner, who's witness two.
All it's missing is yakety sacks right
now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
So witness two is trying to get into his own vehicle from the passenger side.
Right.
And witness three on the driver's side. So
the witness who was just being chased by the knife girl is now chasing the knife girl who took his car.
Trying to get his vehicle back.
Right. Well, it's because it's his vehicle.
No, but it's funny because, all right, I'm going to be a good Samaritan. I'm going to block this car in.
You should have stayed in the
and
car.
Let me take the keys, too, while I'm at it.
Yeah, no. That's
now I'm being chased by a girl with a knife.
Right.
Oh, wait, the girl with the knife who was chasing me just got in my car? I'm going to chase her now.
Right. And now she's trying to run me over with my own vehicle.
Wow.
So the further developments to this, now witness two, the van owner, is trying to intervene and get his vehicle back from the passenger side.
Right.
Witness number three from the gas station who jumped in to help is on the driver's side. Witness three manages to get his foot on the brake and put the vehicle into park.
Nice.
Now, she's still armed with the knife at this point in time.
Right, I forgot about that. Yes, so, Ginsu, yes.
She's pretty talented.
Her name is Ginsu.
To be able to drive through the parking lot, maneuver around, try to hit people, and still hold a knife. That's pretty good.
Yes.
So witness two, in efforts to defend himself and the other Good Samaritan who jumped in to help, punches her to get the knife away from her.
Okay. It's effective.
I feel like she deserves a punch.
Yeah, never bring a fist to a knife fight, though.
Did he punch her in the face?
Yes, he did.
Okay, right in the mush. Gotcha.
So that was enough to disarm her, so they were able to get the knife away.
Oh, it was a good punch.
Oh, wow. They got the keys and the knife now.
Right, you're at Cuckoo Bird.
So now witness three removes her from the vehicle that's now in park and restrains her on the ground until troopers were able to arrive on scene.
Wow.
Yeah, she had little birds with knives in her hands. Going
And you never caught the guy who initially came out of the Walmart with the shopping cart that he didn't pay for.
I forgot about him.
Yep. So during all of this chaos that was unfolding before our units actually got on scene, he was nowhere to be found. So he took that opportunity to jet off on foot.
Oh, yeah. I am sorry.
Okay. He left the Tahoe behind because...
Right. Knife girl's diversion. Right. Yes.
Because he didn't have the keys.
Right.
That's correct. So we actually have that. We have that as part of the investigation as well as the knife. So this case is still active and ongoing at this point in time. So anybody that has any information whatsoever as to who this man may be is highly encouraged to reach out to Troop D and Danielson.
This was in Putnam, the Walmart in Putnam.
Right. You can't miss it.
Yep, that's correct.
The my experience has been the people that do this, they usually drive from a couple of towns away. All right, so the Tahoe wasn't registered, wasn't insured, and had wrong plates on it, right? So you don't know where these people live. Where does the woman who was punched in the face? Knife girl. Where was knife girl from?
So she's actually local to the area, and the troop is very familiar with her.
Gotcha.
Okay.
They know her face, yes.
So it's a matter of time before you find this guy. Because this guy is probably familiar to you
Her face is very striking, so, yeah.
It seems very likely that is the case, yeah.
What's your take on Good Samaritan? Should they have just, let this go? It's a shopping cart full of stuff.
typically, if it's a simple property crime, that's not something that really involves that much intervention. I do have to say we really appreciate the assistance from all these people who decided to jump in and help. Albeit, I don't think they understood the danger of the scenario that they were getting into.
They found out, though.
However,
didn't they? Yeah,
they certainly did, and fortunately, none of the three people who jumped in to help sustained any serious injuries.
Thank God.
Wow.
Nonetheless,
right.
The things that happened in that part of the state, and I'm speaking from personal experience because I've worked out there. The majority of my career, I actually worked at a Troop D. So I can tell you, as a matter of fact, that things that happen out there, you cannot even make up if you try.
Wow.
Really?
Wouldn't even raise an eyebrow.
Putnam's like our
Florida? Home of Dumbass News.
Really?
Wow.
Did you... Sergeant Davis, get any footage from the parking lot? Because I got to tell you, I want to see some of this.
Yeah, set to music, man.
Yeah.
Well, you and me both, because I would certainly like to see it myself.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so it was a little busy yesterday.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, see, part of me says, good, I'm glad people jumped in.
Right, tired of this going on.
And you hear a couple of these stories of people jumping in. Guess what's going to happen? These people are going to think twice about running out of a store with a shopping cart.
Right.
Because they'll just be stopped by people.
Exactly. No more free
ride. But then you hear what could have happened to these people who are trying to do something good.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, children walking through the parking lot. It could have really turned ugly very fast.
Could have been bad. Very bad. Yes. Yeah.
It most certainly could have. And in the grand scheme of things, for everybody that works out there, it's just another day at Troop D.
Now you.
Wow, really?
That'd be a good name
this
for the
sounds
series.
Like a segment.
That'd be a good name for the series. Another day for Troop D.
Yeah.
Today we have. Yeah. We'll have you narrate.
Really? Stories from Troop D.
Nice.
Like, we need to go digging now.
Yep.
You got me curious.
Oh, wow. The Troop D files.
Yeah, maybe we could find someone who's retired from Troop D.
Right.
Yeah, look at these charges that she was hit with. All right, she's 34 from Brooklyn. That's Brooklyn, Connecticut, correct?
Yes.
Okay. She was taken to the hospital for an evaluation following the incident. Then she was later taken to Troop D, charged with three counts of first-degree threatening, first-degree larceny, second-degree breach of peace, second-degree criminal mischief, two counts of reckless endangerment, third-degree assault, misuse of license plates, reckless driving, sixth-degree larceny, and possession of a dangerous weapon.
Wow, she got the whole book.
She got the whole book.
The whole book.
The whole book.
Yep, cover to cover.
Yeah, it's a good chunk of it.
Yep. Several chapters, at least.
Wow. All right, so if anyone knows who this dude is, contact Troop D. And, boy, Sergeant Davis, when you get this video, can you share it with us, please? I have to
see it. If I get my hands on a video, you most certainly will have
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Smooth.
Thank you for what you do. Thanks
yes,
for
thank
coming
you.
On, Sergeant Luke Davis,
Stay
Connecticut
safe.
State Police. Be safe, bro. Yes.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.